Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The center fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Frank Tanana. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Giesen. And now, play ball. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Parrish moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. one out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Tolleson reaches second base with a double. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Easler reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrod hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Tony Armas. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. one out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett is walked intentionally. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Greg Harris now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Slott moves to second. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0 for 3 in the game. Herrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Slott strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Jones pinch hits for Toby Hara. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Texas Rangers, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.